Welcome to Cork International Airport. I'm afraid I'm cracking up. I've done it again. I'll tell you what I've done. I got up this morning, had a negligible breakfast, and went to a Toastmasters meeting. Now, I was very slow at getting up. Spent a lot of time reading newspapers and replying to WhatsApp messages and looking at some other digital places. I got dressed and went to a meeting in Chennai in India, online of course. Terrifically good Toastmasters meeting. I won't go into the background of why I was invited to go there. I didn't have a speaking role, but I did have an admiration role, and I've come away with thinking that this club, which is called Oceans Toastmasters, is definitely worth visiting. And there are definitely people there who could easily be worth listening to in Ireland and other parts. So there I am, full up. I then think, right, I've got to meet. We'll call him Finn. Right, he'll listen to this, but I'm going to call him Finn. I'm going to meet Finn in the airport. Now, why I thought I was going to meet Finn in the airport today, I couldn't tell you. Because it turns out that I wasn't due to meet him until next week. So, have you ever turned up a week early for a dinner party? A week early for something or other? Turned up in person? Well, I think that takes the biscuit as far as I'm concerned. I do remember vividly Quinton Goggs turning up a day early for a meal with my wife and I in Bath some years ago. So he turns up on a Wednesday evening when he was meant to come on Thursday, bringing a bottle, thank goodness. But we cobbled together some food and we had a lovely evening together. But it was it's never been forgotten. And it was just sheer good fortune that my wife and I arrived back at our house at exactly the same moment that Quentin was about to walk up the path to the house. So, but I've gone much more extreme. Just to blurt out the truth, I did it yesterday too. Yesterday I drove up to Care Golf Club, which is about 45 minutes away from my house, intending to meet up with a group of friends who are also playing golf there. Actually, we're from a club called Toastmasters for Golf. But I discovered when I got there that I was a day early. So something's going on. I'm going to need to monitor this, aren't I? It certainly turns life into an kind of roller coaster, really. I missed where I was meant to be, to where I decided I would go to today. In other words, I decided, well, I can't play golf, but I'm going to drive up and be with the lads, or in fact, well, it's not just all men, be with the gang, I'll call them, walk around as they play the second nine holes. But there we are, unexpected delights of a weekend. You know, no harm done, nobody's hurt. And I have something to talk about. I suppose you might say I always have something to talk about. But you know what I mean. There's a little story in there about a mature man who doesn't know his, you know, Friday from his Saturday, and doesn't know his 9th of September from his... No, it's not the 9th today. Anyway, doesn't know the 6th from the 13th. So there we are. I think I'm going to be charting my the foibles of my memory from now on. And you look, what's the harm in that? Back to the studio.